This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We were talking yesterday on the program about homelessness and about how the number of people in Los Angeles County living completely out in the open, that's without any real shelter, they're in encampments in streets and in parks, has more than doubled in the past 2 years. There are services available for them, but they don't always help when things have come down to living in a tent. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler has this second of two stories.
A dozen or so tents have sprouted up on this sidewalk in recent months, just across the 110 freeway from LA's skyscrapers, in plain sight of the lawyers and bankers and investment professionals passing on their way to work.
People go by us, they think we're invisible. It's frustrating and very degrading.
That's 44-year-old Dennis Epping, who shares a tent with 52-year-old Christine Boyer. They've been together for over a decade. In the past, when they fell on hard times, they could rely on family.
You see, we could always go home, but my mom died, and so I don't have any parents left or grandparents or anything, so we just took to the road.
They have issues that keep them from holding down regular jobs. He has a felony record for burglary. She has a spinal disability that makes it hard to stand or sit in the same position for long.
I go panhandle every day to make money. I'm not going to just sit here and rot. I have to get up every day and go hustle at least $20 to $50. Otherwise, I don't feel like I've done anything, you know.
They spent some of that money on laundry.
I don't know if you've noticed that there's a lot of clothes in the trashes and all over the streets because they give them away free everywhere. You don't have to do your laundry.
For Christine, doing the laundry is a way to maintain some dignity. Dennis and Christine say they could sleep inside at a shelter, but that would require them to separate.
It doesn't matter what we go through so long as we don't get pulled apart.
We've been through worse.
We're all we have. We don't have anything else.
The lack of a social safety net is a constant theme. I heard it again at a neighboring tent. 48-year-old Anthony Colbar told me that he and his wife were pushed out of their low-income apartment so the new owner could raise the rents. They don't have friends or family to put them up, so they've been out here for about 3 weeks.
I'm from Illinois. I'm a journeyman. My dad was a journeyman. His dad was a journeyman. Can't find any work out here.
All of his job prospects require a car, so he's saving up to buy wheels and looking for another cheap apartment.
It's hard to save money when you're out here. There's no refrigerator to go to food for less and stock up on food. There's no way to heat water to eat noodles, ramen noodles and stuff. So we eat a lot of lunch meat, a lot of sandwiches.
Colbar says he and his wife receive about $1,200 a month from government aid. Even though he doesn't get paid for it, Colbar does some work every day, cleaning the sidewalk and gutters with a broom. He says his neighbors don't help.
They don't realize how good we have it right here. We don't have to take our tents down. There's businesses. People walk by here every day. You got to keep it clean, keep it clean. They'll leave us alone. Because until we find another place, this is where we're at.
The encampments aren't just downtown. 8 miles northeast, one tent after another lines the freeway along the Arroyo Seco riverbank. Under a bridge, I found dogs guarding three tents. One belongs to 23-year-old Eddie Hansen. He shares it with his girlfriend, 18-year-old Hope Hunter.
Yeah, we've been in this tent for almost, 3 months, baby?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Why did you pick this particular spot?
The coverage, it's out of the rain. I'm able to get electricity, a few things that I need as far as survival.
They get electricity by splicing into the line connected to a street light.
And what do you do for money?
For money, I usually collect cans or scrap metal, copper, whatever I can find laying on the side of the road out here. People throw out amazing trash.
Eddie scavenged a beat-up sofa and built a fire pit for cooking. He gets about $700 a month in government assistance. I asked him about getting a job.
They expect homeless people to provide for themselves as far as work, but records or drug inhabilities disallow them to get a job.
Eddie says he's been living on the street since he was 12. He has a record for assaults and stealing cars. Hope says she's been homeless since she was 14. She got addicted to speed, but says she's sober now.
I go to NA meetings regularly now, just so I can stay clean. Because just because I'm homeless doesn't mean I have to look homeless or act homeless. It's good not to live up to a stereotype that everyone already thinks. You know, it's good to prove people wrong.
Hope says she got her GED at a homeless shelter when she was 17. I ask if she's interested in finding a job.
I've been looking for a job, but if you're homeless, a lot of them will be like, oh, you're homeless? Like, we don't want you working here. How are you going to take a shower? How are you going to do all that?
And do you have any plans for getting an apartment or anything?
Yeah, we're trying. My grandpa, I recently got in contact with some of my family, and they're going to help me with $500 so I can get a camper so that because I'm pregnant. I just found out I was pregnant. Oh, dear. So it's really stressful for me because I can't take my baby home without having an address.
In Los Angeles, I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.